USA News, I'm Lance Pry. After 2 years of the border crisis has seen millions of immigrants enter the United States illegally, and the Biden administration allowing them to stay in country, putting the massive financial burden on the American people, the administration announced this week a plan to limit who can qualify for asylum. Illegal immigrants who move through another country on the way and don't first apply for asylum in that country will be ineligible to enter the United States. The Trump administration in 2019 successfully used this policy known as the transit ban. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says another massive group is preparing to hit the border soon.
We have information about people who are in Central America right now making their way toward the border.
2 weeks after a catastrophic train derailment unleashed toxic materials on a small village of East Palestine, Ohio, some local residents say they are being ignored by the government and are crying for help. Former President Trump plans to visit the Ohio town today. Pennsylvania state lawmakers will scrutinize Norfolk Southern during a hearing tomorrow in Beaver County. And environmental advocate Aaron Brockovich will host a town hall Friday in East Palestine. Americans are willing to pay subscription fees for streaming services, pet food, even some shopping sites. But will you pay monthly to eat out?
Well, many chain and neighborhood restaurants alike are betting you would do the same for your favorite meals. Some chains like P.F. Chang's and Panera are already experimenting with a subscription model as a way to ensure a steady stream of revenue and customers. Under a monthly fee-based model, some restaurants will offer unlimited drinks or free delivery. Others will bring out your favorite appetizer every time you visit. Subscription services, by the way, are on an upswing nationwide, with the average American having 6.7 subscriptions in 2022. That's up from just 4.2 in 2019. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
One of the former officers in charge of the Uvalde School District in Texas is now cleared to work in policing again.
Former Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo is victorious in an appeal to remove a blemish from his discharge file. Arredondo was fired for cause for his role in the flawed response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School last year. A recent upgrade in status from the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement means Arredondo now will not get his Uvalde job back, but he could get another one somewhere else in law enforcement. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Microsoft's president and vice chairman Brad Smith announced the company signed a 10-year contract to bring Xbox games to Nintendo consoles. Smith made the announcement on Twitter and is promising to drop Xbox games and Activision titles like Call of Duty on Nintendo hardware at the same time these games hit Xbox consoles. The news comes as Microsoft's roughly $69 billion acquisition of Activision Blizzard is put under scrutiny by just about every government regulator imaginable. Still in Poland this morning, President Biden meets with the leaders of the Bucharest Nine, a group of Eastern Flank NATO allies, and with NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg to reaffirm the United States' unwavering support for NATO. Observed 46 days before Easter, today is Ash Wednesday in America. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Chong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.